Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Nicholas Upchurch, and welcome to Believe. Here's an excellent clip from our show where we help you to attain true success. I hope you enjoy.
Believe.love is the website. Check it out. BelieveiTunes.com to get all our audio. BelieveAndroid.com if you have an Android phone. I am so happy you're here. I'm honored you're with me. So let's get right into it. We've got a contest going, BelieveContest.com. BelieveContest.com. You can win a $250 gift card. And we had a caller call in, and that's all you have to do. You ask your questions, the best one wins, and the first contest is ending soon. And we had a caller call in with a great question, our first caller. And I want to play that now. This is going to really help you in the category of true success. Let's listen to their question. I thought it was really a great question.
Hi. Number one, I love the name you chose for your outfit. And my question to you is, it seems a bit complicated, but how do you get so many different ideas and advices to people who want to either grow their businesses or try to make things turn around if they're not going well? My name is Grace Cuccinello, C-U-C-C-I-N-E-L-L-O. I'm at Bronx, New York, 10465. My email address is online.net. Thank you. I will be listening to your broadcast to see if I can find anything useful. I hope it works out. Have a good luck and a blessed year.
That's okay. We're not going to play her address on the air, but Grace, that's a great question. She says she's from the Bronx, New York. That is a great question. So it's really about, how is everything connected? We're talking about true success. How is all of this connected in terms of advice about health and wellness, advice about not just advice, but options? Because really what I'm doing is just presenting options to you. You're ultimately the one that decides what resonates with you. And I just present options to everybody. Some things that have come to me that have become more apparent, because new things come to me all the time as well. So whatever resonates with you in these different categories, that actually can, it all can come together to help you have true success. So if we're talking about our categories at Believe, we're talking about true success, money and business, health and wellness, world news, and our universe. And actually, that's a really great question, Grace, because it all fits together. Understanding is the key to success. Understanding ourselves, I have to continue to do that all the time. Understand my challenges and understand the challenges of the world and other people's perspectives. Understand our strange reactions. Understand what we can do when we lose everything, that might be a gift. And actually, we can thank those people that we thought we should hate for allowing us the opportunity for growth. And that is easier said than done sometimes. I know that for sure. I know that firsthand. And so, Grace, what I would say is I've definitely had times where I've lost everything. What's really important is just understanding and becoming more aware. And it sounds a little bit strange, like, what does that mean, becoming more aware? And it's simply that. It's simply that. Remember, we're spiritual beings having a human experience, not necessarily the other way around. That's what's come to me, at least. So everything that's happening in the world and everybody is spiritual just by existing. All of those things that people do and we do and the world, what happens in the world, it's all sort of information. And remember, a lot of things that are quote unquote real, we can't probably see. For example, a dog can't see color necessarily, so is color real? It does exist. What can you come in contact with that you can't see that can help you? What's within you? Where are those feelings inside of you holding you back? Are they in your stomach? Are they in your heart, your throat, your forehead, your crown? Where are they? The base part of your spine? Are they in your lower body? And you can just become aware of the tension in yourself. I have it at different spots. It's kind of unexplainable. Sometimes I wake up and there's a different spot. It's like, man, this is tense. What's going on? Why am I tense? So all of this coming together is what can really make you rich, not only in terms of money, but in terms of life, in terms of understanding people, understanding why they do or don't do things, why we do or do not do things, why we don't pay attention to things, why we're not aware. For example, if you decide that you want to become more aware, you're going to notice things about business more that you may not have paid attention to before. You're going to think, oh, well, I want to open a store on this street. And then you might think, after we could become more aware of ourselves and everything around us, you may start to realize, well, this street, the store wouldn't be profitable. I thought it would be, but I wasn't paying attention maybe to the whole picture, right? And we're all gaining a bigger idea of the whole picture, myself included, by far. And in 5 years, you're going to have a much greater idea of the entire picture than you did today, and so will I, and so will all of us. And so that's the beauty in it, that it's all connected. It's all connected. So we can start to think about why we are taught what we're taught. We're taught how to behave, how to think of different things, how to think of what's possible for us, what's possible for certain people that are a certain color or born in a certain area. All those things, is that real? Or is that just something that appears to be real because that's the way it's been for our family and people before us? And it's just about awareness. And so all of these categories are just opportunities to possibly become aware of things that may be true. And the truth is, it all may be true, including things that I don't know about or other perspectives that I'm not presenting or this channel or network is not presenting, that you find out. And you find your own truth by relaxing and becoming more aware. And it can be gradual. It doesn't have to be where you hear something I say and you immediately do it or you don't. And then if you don't, you failed. It can be something sort of a wave going up where there, you know, you become aware, you have some challenges and you just keep gradually becoming more aware. And so you're working your way towards success. You're working your way gradually towards success. And I want you to believe in yourself, Grace. I want you to believe in yourself. I mean, you took the time to go to believecontest.com and you submitted your question, you called the phone number after you submit your email and your name, iTunes or YouTube name, you get a phone number just for this contest. You took the time out. You were really motivated. Believe in yourself. That's the whole nature of why I did this. And, you know, you believing in yourself is actually what allows me to believe in myself. Just one person. It seems silly. There's something called the law of one. And if you research it online, the law of one, you're going to find a text website that's really old school. And it's just sort of an unbiased bunch of information that came to somebody. And they never really tried to sell it or make it a religion. And it's just an option. It's a possibility that happens to resonate a lot with me. But in the Law of One, it's sort of like you help one person, you're helping yourself, you're helping everybody, because everything's connected. All points in space and time are connected. That's actually been proven by physicists. And so we're all one, even if it doesn't feel like it. And trust me, just saying this to you makes me think back about different times in the past 2 days where I didn't feel connected to everybody. I had some things that were challenging. We all do almost every day, but they slowly, you know what? I handled it better. I handled it better, and I have you to thank, Grace, and everybody watching this that might be helped. I have you to thank for that because it reminds me, I've been gradually improving, but it reminds me to just a little bit, be softer a little bit, maybe give a little explanation about our strange tendencies to other people, right? If we react in ways that are based on our past experiences of people being a certain way to us and we explain it, you know, and then people are like, okay, well, I understand that. And it takes the edge off a little bit. And so just being aware of ourselves is okay. It's not a weakness. It's not a weakness to be aware of ourselves. It's a strength. And sometimes we want to discount things and say, you know what, that sounds great, but that person has problems. I'm okay. We're all human. We're all human. And everything happening in the world is probably all of our responsibility. It's not necessarily separate. And that includes me. And that's why I'm doing this. And I can get better. I can improve a lot. I can definitely improve a lot. So as we pay attention, we figure out what quality is. So we figure out what people think quality is, what their perception of quality is, so that we can produce better quality and more of what other people want simply by becoming more aware. And it's a really amazing thing. And almost all of us watching this or listening to this, believeitunes.com, you can listen to it, believeandroid.com, you can download it on Android. Watching or listening on YouTube or wherever you are, almost all of us hearing this or seeing this are rich compared to probably hundreds of millions of people, right? So think about that. And I have to think about that more. I have to think about what more can I do? And I was raised in a certain way to think success and money and getting the most for myself and helping people at the same time by offering them good things. And then that was the goal. And it can be the goal. It's good. It's progressing us to a certain point. And we have to have a realistic view of the world and really, you know, why things haven't worked in the past in terms of maybe socialism in some cases, right? So it's not so simple just to say everybody should have everything be equal, and that's just going to be, it's not necessarily, it hasn't been that easy in the past, right? But awareness of all of this and harmonizing ourselves and others can not only make you successful in terms of having more money by paying attention, being more reliable, being more peaceful in terms of being at peace with yourself and working through those tough things in yourself, those tough reactions. So you're more reliable. So you produce higher quality products or services. So you deliver what you say you're going to do all the time. You under-promise and over-deliver, which we're going to get into. And that's what true success is. That's what true success is. And actually, if you want to know the truth, we'll take a look at, on YouTube, you can see myself in Egypt here. And you'll see me in front of the Sphinx there, right? And the pyramids, I kind of went there and I thought that in 2000, I don't know, a couple years back, I went there and I thought, man, this is going to be great, like Indiana Jones. Like it's just pyramids out in the desert somewhere and that's what it is. It's like really, you know, calm and sort of like serene in a way, and probably the desert really hot, and it was really hot. But around the pyramids, it looks really, really tough. It's really actually unbelievably eye-opening. There's a Pizza Hut right across from the pyramids. It's a tall Pizza Hut, so it's not like we have in the United States. It's in a building. The guy actually that owns it is really nice. I think he goes back and forth from Amsterdam. He works there as well, but he's an Egyptian as well, but he's from Egypt, right? So he owns the Pizza Hut. There's a Japanese laser light show on the pyramids, I have to tell you, which is interesting. But you walk around the pyramids, and there's a wall, and there are people living in buildings that look like they, that don't look like, they're halfway destroyed. I mean, the wall's completely crumbling, halfway torn off, and it's unbelievably eye-opening. And you are rich. You are rich, whatever country you're in, wherever you are. We have people all over the world watching us and listening. And I'm really honored that you are. You spreading the word about this show is changing the world. That was a bit of a tongue twister, right? Spreading the word about this show is changing the world. It's not just me doing it, it's actually you, because without that, this message wouldn't spread. And if we want to change the world, think about the messages we are spreading. And you doing that is actually what will change the world, to spread these links and tell people what you think. It's not only just about the guy and what I look like or if I have no hair or whatever. It actually has nothing to do with me. It's about you. So we're all rich. We're all rich. We have to remember that. And it sinks in, but it doesn't necessarily sink in immediately. It doesn't sink in immediately when you visit a place that's really, really tough and really, really rough. And you see these things, and you don't have to go far in the United States. I'm from Michigan originally. You can go to downtown Detroit and you can see it as well. And the Chinese people are actually really smart. They're buying up a lot of those houses in downtown Detroit, that property. And I think that's really smart. I think actually things are going to get better. So we're all rich. And what this makes you do, what this allows you to do eventually after things sink in and after you hear a message like this, is we start to assess ourselves. And it's something that we can't feel guilty. Half the problem with myself and half the problem sometimes is our guilt that we feel with ourselves for having strange reactions, because I've heard all kinds of stories because somebody's boyfriend wasn't faithful and they do a certain thing, or, I mean, we all have stories as to why we react in odd ways at various times. Every single person does it, and it's all based on different things, and it could be publicly or privately, but all of us have that. So, but we can assess ourselves and what quality is. We're going to get into that in the next segment. And you start to assess our feelings gradually and be brave enough to look inside. And you help me to be brave to do that, because we don't necessarily see it as a positive thing. We see it as a frightening thing, and that everybody else should do what we think, and that would make everything easier, probably. Or that you're doing the best you can and people are mean and they don't understand. Well, both of those are a little bit, there's room for growth in both of them. And I definitely can grow more personally. So it applies to me as well. So we can't be afraid to make errors, but we can become more aware of ourselves and start to understand the full picture of what's possible and not be afraid to think about it. Because I think that is the key element to why we limit ourselves. And I think if we're talking about success and money and true success, which is why we're here on this planet, we're talking about looking inside of ourselves and harmonizing ourselves and the world and helping each other to do that. And it can be tough. So we do it in whatever way we can, and we forgive ourselves and we forgive others. And I can do that more. And just me saying that now helps me to forgive others right now. I mean, really, really do it. I have to do it right now. Actually, there's a specific case of something where I feel like our company got a little bit less than what we paid for. And I'm thinking of those people, and I'm actually sending forgiveness and to them, even if they don't know that I'm doing it, right? And I'm thankful for what they're showing me to continue to progress. And I think it's okay to say things maybe aren't so fair. And we may have to say it strongly sometimes, right? So we do the best we can. And that's the bottom line. We do the best we can. And we try to forgive ourselves and forgive others. And remember, after survival, if you're surviving, because it's always easier to talk about money when you have it, right? And everybody could move to a cheaper place, including me. So I've had to do that before. Within the past 6-7 years, you know, I had to do that. And we can make it easier to survive. But after survival, the truth is that it's all gravy after that. After survival, it's ultimately, you're probably playing a game against yourself. We all are playing a game against ourselves. We talk about the governments and we talk about the world. And the truth is, when we forgive everybody, we forgive ourselves, this back and forth that we're doing, it might slow down and allow us to transcend into something else. But it doesn't take ignoring it. You can't ignore it to have real success. We have to pay attention, including when I say that, not that I'm right and everything else is wrong, that I'm just, none of us know that much. I'm just presenting things that are coming to me, and that's what we're going to do on this show. And we're going to do the best we can and continue to learn as well. And be open to learning. And sometimes it's tough when people have different views. It's even tough for me. I'm not even having the show about that. it's not going to be, nothing is perfect. We all have a perspective. We're all human. We're all handling things the best we can. And we try to grow gradually. And after survival, it's all gravy after that. Because I've been around the world. Wherever you go, there you are. Wherever you go, there you are. I know that firsthand. You can go everywhere and see everything and have freedom and do everything that you wanted to do. And I don't know, give your family the best, get your kids into the best schools. And maybe those schools aren't teaching them everything, right? You can do everything you want to do, but then what's left? And that's when we look at ourselves, and it's something I have to continue to do. Become more aware. And that could be why we're here, to do that. So I think that will really help. So thank you, Grace. You can go to believecontest.com. It's really easy. You can win a $250 gift card. There's actually nothing to buy. You can be anywhere in the world to do that. I think the gift cards we give away, the type varies, so you want to make sure the store that or what the gift card is from applies to wherever you are in the world. But believecontest.com, and just read it carefully, and the instructions are pretty clear. It's really easy, and you go there and you submit your questions via phone or WhatsApp, and it's really awesome. So thank you, Grace. That's our first question ever from a caller on this show. From New York, the Bronx, I believe, right? The Bronx. So big shout out to the Bronx.